Thank you for calling Gomaz. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling about my order.
Okay, do you have the order number?
Yes.
Please.
31. You ready?
Yes, sir.
31705400-002.
Just one second, please. Can you confirm for me what is the name in the order and the address, please?
It's William Tomlinson, 1908 Water's Edge Drive, Gutchen, Mississippi, 39553.
Thank you. Okay, I'm seeing here that is the subscription, the Star Trek Starship Collection. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I ordered it 4 months ago. Where is it?
You're showing that one item is out of stock, so that's why you didn't receive yet. It is still pending. So because it is the first shipment, everything has to be complete to be shipped. It cannot be skipped. So that's why you still didn't receive.
Okay. So you're telling me it's taken 4 months? The last person I talked to, which was a month ago, told me that it was held up in customs because customs thought they looked like guns.
Who told you that, sir?
One of your people.
The shipment is not sent yet. The shipment is pending because one of these ships are out of stock. So I don't know why this person told you that, but it's not a correct information. The shipment is not even sent to the warehouse.
Well, I thought it was kind of odd myself, and then I explained to her when I called a month prior to that that they said that they were still waiting on the catalog to get printed. And she told me the exact same thing you did, is I don't know why they would tell you something like that. It must be somebody new.
Yeah, I'm so
sorry. Now we're on three separate people with three separate excuses. So I have to assume that every time I call and I get somebody new with a new excuse, it's just a lie.
I'm sorry that they give the wrong information, but it's not an excuse, sir. It's just the information. The item is not available. It's out of stock. So the shipment is pending until the item should be back in stock for them to resume and ship to you.
Okay, well, the first person I called and said that the stuff was out of stock said it would be back in stock at the beginning of February, and it would be shipped out no later than February 3rd.
Yeah.
We are now March 23rd.
Yeah, we had an estimated date, but the warehouse is moving location, so they are having a delay with the restock of the items, so that's why it's taking more time than usual.
Okay. So don't you think it would have been a good idea to notify the people that you've already taken money from?
Yeah, the money was not taken off, sir. You're just going to be charged once the shipment is sent. Okay?
Would it not be a good idea for you to notify people of what is going on with your inability to provide them with the stuff that they have ordered?
Yeah, it can be a feedback for the future, sir, I understand. But unfortunately, in the moment, we don't have this option. Yeah, unfortunately, even if the item is not available, the customer don't receive any email saying that. But I can put it as a feedback, of course.
Okay, well, I asked the other two people to do the same thing, and that obviously has not happened. I have to wonder, considering that I get at least two emails a day from Eagle Moss asking me to order additional things, knowing that you will not be able to produce these things, as you say, but yet you can't send out a simple email to someone who has already ordered it and say, hey, it's delayed, we apologize, we're sorry, something.
Like I say, sir, I understand. It's just not how it works in the moment. So it can be something that they can add in the future. But, yes, unfortunately, in the moment, they don't have this option.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's get somebody on the phone that can give me some real answers. I need some dates.
Yeah, we don't have the date, unfortunately, sir. Not for now.
Well, let's find somebody that does. Who?
I am my escalation. I am my escalation agent, sir. I'm giving the information that is available in the moment. There's nobody here that is going to be giving a different information from you to you.
Oh, okay. So you don't actually work for Eagle Moss.
I work for Eagle Moss, sir, and I am escalation agent. So I'm the next level that you can get here in the moment. And like I say, we don't have an estimated date, unfortunately, at least for now.
That none of this makes any sense. You're telling me that the company that's making these products is moving and they still haven't gotten organized after 4 months?
No, sir, I didn't say that. I say that we had an estimated date in February and it is having a delay because the warehouse where the items stay. They are moving, so they are having a delay with the restock of the items for us to have more dates, more estimated date for the restock.
Okay,
so the estimated date that we have passed, and now we don't have other date to give at least for now. So it's going to be pending.
It's passed by 2 months. Now, on your website, what does it say from when order date to delivery? Well, it says when you order and the day that you order, your delivery is expected 26 days after order date. That says it on your website.
But it still says that you can have delays with this talk.
26 days. That was December 6th when I made this order. How many days has it gone past?
I understand, sir. I'm just saying that it's just how we work
this
thought.
Okay, well, this is absolutely atrocious. It's horrible. I cannot believe that other people are not calling on a regular basis wondering where their stuff is. And you're telling me that, and the fact that y'all can't even give me a straight answer every time I call, it's something different. And you still can't give me any type of date on when you even possibly will be sending this out.
Not for now, sir. We don't have the estimated date.
I know. You already told me that.
I'm just repeating because you are asking again.
Well, I'm asking because I want a real answer.
I'm giving the answer that unfortunately we have in the moment.
Well, you know, when is that moment going to change? Because you've had this moment for over 4 months.
I understand,
sir. You can't tell me that y'all aren't getting some type of response from this warehouse. That
no,
y'all
sir.
Aren't up to date on when this warehouse will be operational again?
Like I say, sir, the information that we have in the moment, it is that it's pending. We don't have an estimated date for the item to be back in stock. So I cannot tell you a date because you're not going to be corrected because we don't have the date.
This is ridiculous. All right. Well, I guess I just won't be doing business with y'all anymore if this is how it's going to be. This is not how you run a company if you expect to stay afloat. This is just sad. All right. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
You're welcome for calling.